welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Mahesh Taruga, Cadence Vice President of Cloud Business Development. Mahesh is responsible for driving the overall cloud business strategy. He has more than 18 years of experience focusing on business development, direct and indirect sales, strategic market and partnerships, and customer support in cloud computing, high-performance computing, product lifecycle management, and mechanical and electronic design and analysis. Mahesh holds a PhD in aerospace engineering from Purdue and an MBA from Northwestern. Welcome to our podcast, Mahesh.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me here.
First, can you tell us what brought you to semiconductors? You went from aerospace to semiconductors. It's got to be the story in there.
Absolutely. If you look at my overall career progression, right, I actually didn't even start in aerospace. I mean, it's an interesting journey. I did my PhD in aerospace, and then I joined this software firm that was doing a lot of modeling and simulation. And they have Procter & Gamble as one of their clients. And that's how I started my journey in consumer products. And people asked me there as well, you did your PhD in aerospace, but now you're in consumer products. So I tell them the physics is the same, right? The computational physics and computational mechanics is at the heart of every product design and analysis. So that's how I started off my journey, and then been in that space for a number of years, working on some cutting edge solutions like product design and analysis, etc., in that space. And then I jumped into aerospace, working with many of our key airframe OEMs and then their suppliers. So it was an interesting journey. And then before coming to Cadence, I was basically with the Dassault System, right? Pretty much my whole career for almost 18 years. And so Dassault offered a variety of opportunities to work with Procter & Gamble and then aerospace companies. And over the last several years or so before I joined Cadence, I was predominantly working with our high-tech customers, right? So I was leading the GTM for cloud, for new technologies such as electromagnetics and et cetera. That's where I got exposed to a lot of our high-tech customers in the electronics design space, doing a lot of EMI, EMC, RF, and those kind of simulations, and also looking at the overall ECAD, MCAD collaboration, for example. So that's where my lot more exposure to high tech came. And one fine day, I got a call from an executive recruiter who said, Cadence is looking for somebody with your experience. I was like, okay. And one thing led to another, and here I am and in the semiconductor space working with Cadence, leading our cloud business development and strategy.
Yeah, that's a great journey. Cadence has a long history with the cloud. I mean, I've been following Cadence in the cloud. It's maybe more than 10 years or so. So can you tell me a little bit about the current cloud trajectory and milestones for Cadence?
Absolutely. As you rightly pointed out, I mean, Cadence has a long, rich history of offering cloud solutions and has been a pioneer in this space since early 2000s. I mean, at that time, we offered something called virtual CAD or VCAD, where companies would basically outsource their CAD group to Cadence, and then we maintain the tools and flows to the design company. And this became known as HDS. And in late 2010, so that's when the real journey started, right? So where we migrated HDS to the cloud, so we don't have to maintain all these data centers. And so we can easily bring the capacity up and down based on the customer needs. So we had about 100 customers or so at the time. And we also started to use cloud for our internal R&D workloads and also announced a Palladium Cloud, our hardware emulation platform, in 2016. And at DAC in 2018, we officially announced the Cadence Cloud Portfolio. with three key approaches. One is the passport model, which basically, if the customers want to maintain their own infrastructure and the cloud environment, we help them do that while providing cloud-ready software and licenses, et cetera. And we also then offered a cloud-hosted design solution. So that's the end-to-end solution in the cloud. And then also the Palladium Cloud, the hardware emulation platform. So then in 2019, we announced our CloudBurst SaaS platform. And even though the name says Burst, it's both for peak needs as well as for sustained usage, right, to run full flow in the cloud. So it's basically a fully managed SaaS offering from Cadence with modern web-based interface available in a couple of flavors. We called one full SaaS, FSaaS, and one we called PSaaS or partial SaaS. So basically, if the customer wants to maintain their own cloud infrastructure, then we can basically take CloudBurst and put it on top of that infrastructure. That's the PSaaS. And full SaaS is where we offer the end-to-end, fully managed SaaS offering with the flexible term options. So that's how we announced that. And then, as you know, recently last week at Cadence Live, continuing our commitment to providing our customers with these flexible options, we announced OnCloud, which is both a SaaS and an e-commerce platform.
Yeah, I was at Cadence Live last week when you announced, but that was a great event. Cadence really does great events for their users.
Thank you. Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about OnCloud, and you know, tell us what type of customers OnCloud is best suited for.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at OnCloud, it's it's actually industry's first SaaS and e-commerce platform powered by AWS. For those companies really wanting to adopt a cloud-first approach, either through a full cloud approach or a hybrid cloud approach. So it has two components, right? One is a SaaS component and one other is e-commerce component. If you look at the e-commerce component, it gives instant access to customers to really purchase and launch these technologies with a highly secure online experience with a credit card or an ACH purchase option. And then the SaaS component, where we are basically providing a number of predefined packages for system design and analysis technologies. Those are basically tailored for specific design needs, skills, and workloads, and technology domains. So if you look at the types of customers, what it is best suited for, right? The initial target user that we are going to serve is that individual user with a short-term project need or a peak usage need. And basically, our goal is to make them very productive in a matter of minutes as opposed to days, right, using the traditional processes. We also have this premier customer support experience, which is basically a low touch, where customers, new users that are even not familiar with Cadence tools can really come onto the platform and leverage there are a lot of options with self-help and chatbot that answer context-specific questions, community forums, and then access to Cadence online support. So that this is all really designed to get any user onboarded as quickly as possible and then become productive. So I can share a little bit more detail about what types of customers are there and how they're using it, right? So we have almost 4,000 plus users on the platform. A number of these are using different technologies from OrCAD to Allegro, to Clarity, to Security, to our Fidelity CFD. Some of them are doing advanced PCB design, and some of them are doing CFD, using CFD applications. To give you a flavor of who those are, we have actually endorsements from almost 25 plus really happy customers across a broad spectrum, from universities to startups, to small and medium businesses, to large marquee customers as well, who really have seen the value of OnCloud, which is flexibility, instant access, and scalability on demand. A couple of examples, right? One is the Siena ECAD. They used OnCloud to do advanced PCB design in the cloud. that talked about instantaneous access and that helped them easily adapt to peak demands and improve their productivity significantly. We also have multiple universities that use OnCloud to conduct classes, training, and coursework. UC Davis is an example where students in the electrical and computer engineering used OnCloud for their SPICE simulation. So all these customers are basically finding the solution highly flexible for their needs and intuitive to use and from any device. So some of the marquee customers I mentioned, like users from Annapurna Labs, Bombardier, Bharat Forge, et cetera, also used OnCloud.
Oh, interesting. So are there any considerations prospective customers should keep in mind when determining whether OnCloud is the right solution for them?
Absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned, we have a broad portfolio of system design and analysis tools. Any customer, any prospect looking for the system design analysis tools obviously will find significant value. So I'd like to talk maybe a little bit about exactly what's the benefit the customers would see and what are the things that they should consider when looking at OnCloud, right? As you know, we live in this world of global collaboration. I mean, teams are remote and dispersed globally, and they have a need to collaborate, and cloud-based collaboration is basically a key enabler of that, and that's where OnCloud plays a significant role. So enabling collaboration is a key value, right? And then flexibility is another one. Like we configured the solution, these packages to the customer's needs and specific use cases. So by providing on-demand access, right? Because we also have a consumption-based model that provides almost like a pay-as-you-go type of a model that provides the flexibility. If you want access to a certain number of hours and you can use them as fast as you want or as slow as you want, so that it gives that flexibility. And then I also talked about the instant access feature, right? So our customers can pretty much instantaneously access this anytime, anywhere from any device, right? Suppose you have a project that you need to get done tomorrow or tonight, for example. You can come onto the platform, sign up, and get access to these tools and start running in a matter of minutes. And then productivity is another example. I mean, some of our customers already cited that as a key benefit, right? So the centralized platform like OnCloud, the SaaS platform, increases productivity by reducing the overall time taken from that initial thinking about the concept all the way to getting the results and moving it to production. So basically positively affecting the go-to-market. And then also a couple of other points I'd like to make is security, right? OnCloud is built on multiple layers of security from infrastructure to app level security and provides best in class cloud environment that is highly secure that our customers are looking for. And finally, the last but not the least, ease of transaction, right? So the e-commerce or the online transaction approach is definitely the first in the industry combined with these SaaS applications, and provides our customers a way to buy these with a click, and provides a very quick alternative to traditional purchase processes.
Right. So EDA on the cloud seems to be mostly about peak usage and consumption business models. What is driving this, and how is Cadence responding to these needs directly?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the industry, I mean, you have been in the industry for a long time, right? I mean, there is a gradual shift happening towards cloud adoption over the last several years or so. And I strongly believe that we are on the cusp of a massive cloud adoption, right? Ever since our leading foundries allowed their PDKs to be put in the cloud, security is becoming less and less of a concern, right? And then we have the trend towards 3 nanometer and below that's driving the massive need for compute, and which is only available in the cloud. So I think it initially made sense for a lot of these companies to use cloud for peak usage or burst compute. And that's probably the easiest way to get started, to basically continue to leverage what they have on-prem and then get to the cloud, right? And then also some of our customers started to ask for consumption-based models, right? To really leverage their on-prem resources and peak capacity in an efficient way, right? Not always to reduce the costs, but to figure out how to really meet these peak needs, say before the tape-out, for example, and optimize that combined required capacity, both on-prem and in the cloud, to make sure they can meet any of the capacity needs that come throughout the project duration. And then we have another class of customers, like many startups and small and medium businesses that do not have the bandwidth to maintain the IT infrastructure and sometimes do not have the legacy, right? So they are leveraging fully cloud environments such as Cadence managed SaaS platforms. So I would like to give maybe a couple, an example of M31. M31 is, as you know, is a Silicon IP company, and they put part of their design flow in the cloud to take advantage of scalability and peak capacity. So they mentioned that they were able to speed up the delivery of IP by 5x by using our CloudBurst platform, and then reduce the setup times by like 25x. They were using Cadence library categorization solution in the cloud. So Cadence is basically responding to all these customer needs by working with our customers, so both at the account level to come up with like the right models they need, but also at the broader portfolio level, right? By offering a variety of flexible SaaS models for them to use. So on cloud is a next logical step and another example of our commitment in that journey.
Cadence has a really broad cloud portfolio. When it comes to adoption of your cloud solutions, how do customers choose one cloud model versus the other?
So excellent question, Dan. So if you look at our portfolio, right, that's on cloud, the initial portfolio that we put on there is systems design and analysis products, right? From ARCAD, Allegro PCB design to Clarity, Sigrity, and Celsius analysis technologies, and then our CFD, Fidelity CFD technology. So any of our customers looking to leverage these solutions in the cloud for a project-based need or a peak needs, peak usage need should look at on cloud, right? So these packages come with the right compute configurations. For each of these packages, we tailored the compute capacity and configuration for those use cases at hand. So the users can just focus on solving the design and analysis problem that they have at hand. So as also we talked about earlier, if you look at the overall user experience, the user can come onto OnCloud, sign up and launch this in a matter of minutes. So this provides the quickest way to access solutions in the cloud. So on the other hand, if your users want access to our front-end to back-end solutions, say from verification to sign-off to characterization, on tens of thousands of CPUs, whether it's for logic simulation or Spectre simulations, CloudBurst SaaS platform offers the flexible term service options to suit their needs. We have an excellent team that can deliver a highly customized SaaS environment, fully Cadence managed based on the customer needs very quickly. So those type of users should be looking at our CloudBurst SaaS platform. And then for our customers wanting to maintain their own cloud infrastructure and cloud environments, we have our Passport model, where we provide all the cloud-ready tools and the licenses to get them started. And our Passport partners like Rescale, Scala, Nimbix, Nimbus, et cetera, they can help them also in setting up their own their own environments. And finally, I talked about emulation, right? For our emulation customers looking for a flexible pay-per capacity, we have our hardware cloud, Palladium Cloud solution that's widely adopted in the industry.
What do you think is driving customers to leverage the cloud for EDA system design? And how come Cadence help customers with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you look at all the factors that are driving our customers, right, there are a number of them. Maybe I can list a few. First is obviously the EDA tools and system tools, especially from Cadence, are really architected to take advantage of multi-core and distributed clusters. And with many data centers are too capacity constrained to take advantage of the scalability, the public cloud infrastructure is definitely one of the key options for customers to basically get access to this unlimited capacity. And then also, if you look at the overall development of the cloud service providers and the machines and the instances they are offering, there are a number of numerous machine types with varying core capacity, core to memory ratios, processor speeds, etc., that are basically allowing designs to match the EDA workloads, right, with the optimal machine types to get that higher throughput. So that's another factor that's driving the trend towards cloud. And then obviously we talked a little bit about this, the macro trends, right, such as the move towards 3 nanometer and below. And that's driving these compute requirements by an order of magnitude, which is also driving our customers to leverage cloud. And then if you look at the overall increasing chip complexity, right, the need to design, need to do the design in context, the need to look at the entire system behavior, that's also driving our customers to leverage cloud more and more. So Cadence is obviously helping our customers with a broad, flexible portfolio from hybrid tools to SaaS platforms to leverage these trends. So pretty much all Cadence tools are re-architected to take advantage of the scalability offered by the cloud. And with OnCloud now, we have a comprehensive portfolio on the cloud that meets the needs of our customers from chips to the systems.
One final question, Mahesh. Tell us about the ramp up for OnCloud users. What does it look like?
I briefly mentioned early on, we have a number of thousands of users on the platform today, to be exact, 4,000 plus at launch. So that's pretty impressive considering that we just launched it. And so a number of these users are doing advanced PCB design using our Allegro and OrCAD tools, as well as some of them are running CFD applications, doing some high fidelity CFD simulations to visualization, meshing, et cetera, in the cloud. We have, I also referred to early on some of the examples of the broad spectrum of these customers, right? From universities to startups to small and medium businesses to large marquee customers. So we continue to add users on a daily basis, and many of our customers are reporting very happy results and feedback on the platform.
That's really good to hear. Great conversation, Mahesh. It's nice meeting you. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again, and I'll see you at DAC, of course. That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for participating in the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me again.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.